Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're at Sun and Fun, and we're going to be talking with John Werenberg, who is one of the founders of Pilots and Paws, which is a great organization, and he's going to tell us a little bit about it. And to start out, basically what Pilots and Paws does is it gets pilots to volunteer to help transport animals who are in need, yeah. And he's going to tell us how that got started.
Okay, well, it got started because friends of ours were adopting a Doberman that had been rescued down in Tallahassee, Florida. They live in South Carolina, and the dog would have had to been transported by the ground. I offered to bring the dog from Tallahassee up to South Carolina in my plane, and that's what got it started. I inquired to find out about rescues, about the whole issue relating to animals at risk, and found out that in this country today we're euthanizing approximately 5 million animals per year. Rescues play a huge role in minimizing how many animals are euthanized annually, because they will pull from shelters animals at risk and then work to find another rescue, perhaps in another area where permanent homes can be found. When they link up with another rescue that's willing to take the dogs that have been saved, they then have to arrange some form of transportation to get the animals from where they are to their new rescue, which is going to find a permanent home for the animals and help keep them safe. What we provide is a meeting place online for the rescues to post where the animals are coming from and where they have to go, and pilots can then view those requests for transport and volunteer to fly them. The pilots then work directly with the rescues to coordinate and schedule a flight.
Okay, great. And how long have you been doing this, and how many flights have you made?
We've only been doing this for about a year. We started approximately a year ago. We don't know the number of actual rescue flights that have taken place because we don't track what the pilots and the rescues are doing. Personally, though, I've probably flown about 170 animals in this last year to safety. I don't know what other pilots are doing, but we do have about 400 pilots registered and about 2,000 total registered for the site, the balance being foster homes or rescues.
And this is all volunteer, like an angel flight, right?
Correct. In fact, people have said you're the angel flight for animals. And it's volunteer. The pilots, of course, pay for everything associated with the transport. But the good news is that we're a charitable, not-for-profit organization. We're a 501c3, which means that the IRS will allow all of the expenses associated with the transport of animals to be treated as a charitable donation. So if a person rents a plane, the costs of the rental are treated as charitable donation. If they own a plane, the costs that they have incurred in doing the flight are treated as a charitable donation.
So if a pilot wanted to get involved, they would go to your website, right? And then what would happen?
Go to our website. We have a space on the website that they can click on that says join. They can register. And once they register, they can then post. And you don't have to register if you want to just look the website over, look at the forum, see what requests are being made, look at what other pilots have been doing, see how pilots respond. You can learn a lot just by going to the website and lurking, if you will. But if a pilot does want to volunteer, they should register so that they can post their ability to handle a flight.
Okay, and then the shelter people would contact them, and they would just figure that out between themselves?
Between the rescues and the pilots, they can communicate on the site, or if they're getting in the final stages of planning for a rescue flight, they can even begin emailing one another. Generally, they just acknowledge that they are willing to take the flight online, and then most of the final arrangements are made by email or telephone.
Okay, well, do you have any pets of your own?
Yes, I do. 2 rescue animals.
All right, well, thank you. Again, this was Mary Grady with AvWeb, and we were talking with Pilots and Paws here at Sun and Fun.